Making a Pitch to China. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. A strong delegation of Tennessee businessmen and women are in China this week and next on a trade mission with Governor Phil Bredesen to try and open up the trade doors even more with one of the world's oldest civilizations and one of the most populous.
I really believe this will help build relationships that will benefit Tennessee communities, both urban and rural.
Governor Bredesen says they are opening the state's first ever economic development office in Beijing to help build even greater economic and cultural ties with one of Tennessee's fastest growing customers.
Our trade relationship with China rose to a $1.8 billion relationship in sales to China in 2006. It has risen more than 1,100% over the last 6 years. It was the most rapidly growing trade relationship in the United States of America with China.
Now, among the group of about 100 in Tennessee's delegation are representatives of the ag industry, including Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch.
Of course, China is an example that we've got billions of people and a great opportunity, you know, to try to develop trade with them. And certainly they're in a position where they need our products, and that will help us and help them also.
Earlier this year, the governor was part of a signing ceremony in Memphis that would export some 350,000 metric tons of cotton valued at more than $500 million from the U.S. to China. And Upchurch says there's a host of other ag products we could send there.
Well, I think some of our forestry products and you know, our grain, soybeans, you know, would really work good, you know, for them. And we look at other things like pork and poultry.
Now, the trade mission to China includes stops to Beijing, Shanghai, and Hong Kong. The group returns to the U.S. next week. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.